In the gospel reading today, our Lord says to us that those who have ears to hear, let them hear. There are a lot of people who don't want to hear the word of God because it's too difficult. So in the first reading, we heard one of the more difficult things that are there, that power reaches its perfection in weakness. We don't like to hear that because we want power. We want to be strong. We want to be in control. And we're not. But we still want to be. And so we refuse oftentimes to acknowledge that we're weak, because acknowledging weakness puts us in an inferior position. Most of us don't like being in an inferior position. And so God has to demonstrate to us our weakness. And what is absolutely critical for us to understand is the necessity, and understand that necessity, to be absolutely dependent on God. We don't like to hear that either. At least if you're like me, you kind of have an attitude that says, well, if I need you, I'll let you know. I can handle this myself, but when I get in trouble, I'll ask for help. No, we're in trouble. We need help for everything, including the things that we think that we do well. Remember what St. Paul challenged us with when he said, name something that you have that you didn't receive. So if you received it, he said, why do you claim that it's your own? In other words, there's nothing that we have that we think that we can do so well all by ourselves that we can take credit for anyway. It's all a gift. We need God for all of it. It's sort of like the group of scientists who decided that they had been studying how the human body is made and figured out all the chemicals that make it up and so on. And so they went to the Lord one day and said, you know, God, we've got this whole thing figured out. The human person is made from the dirt. All the chemicals are right there. We don't need you anymore. We can do this all by ourselves. God said, good, make your own dirt. We need help to breathe. Make your own air if you think that you can do this without God's help. We need help for everything. That is hard to hear. Let those who have ears to hear listen. That's the only way. That's what St. Paul understood. But look what it took to get St. Paul to that place. Whipped and shipwrecked and beaten and put in prison and all the different things that happened. Even after all of that, he still hadn't quite learned, because then God allowed the devil to attack his flesh and he had to pray 3 times that it'd be taken away. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, because power is made perfect in weakness. Only in suffering, only in the struggles, only by proving to us that we need him will we ever get to that point. So that's why in his mercy he does these things. Why does God allow us to suffer? To help us to realize we're not in control. Why does he allow us to fall flat on our face? Because our pride is so huge that we need some humility so that we'll actually be humble enough to ask him for help. Why does he allow all these difficulties in our lives? So that we learn to depend on him. It's very simple. But we're not. And so until we become simple, our complexity makes us think that we can do it all by ourselves. Look around the world if you want to see what happens when you do it all by yourself. Or as I like to say, there's only one group of things that I can say that I can actually take full credit for. And it's everything that causes me to wind up in the confessional. I can say I did that all by myself. God didn't help me to do anything sinful. Yeah, what a wonderful thing to be able to brag about the fact that I did the sins all by myself. Not cool. So we even need God's help to do what's right, to do what's decent, to do what's virtuous, to do what's holy, to do what we're supposed to do. Left to ourselves, we know what's going to happen. And so we need to learn absolute dependence on God. That's what the saints teach us. And that's what all of us need to be able to learn. So when we look at some of the parables of our Lord, and he says straight out, you know, well, it's going to be in parables. And he quotes Isaiah, you know, so that seeing they will not see and hearing they will not understand. You think, well, why doesn't he want them to hear? Why doesn't he want them to understand? He's explained it all to us. How much do we see and understand? We don't want to. We don't want it because it's hard, because it's inconvenient, because it's not what I want to hear. What I want to hear is, oh, you are so wonderful. You've got everything in control. You are the best. You are the greatest saint who ever lived. Oh, my goodness, are you wonderful. No, God's not going to say that to you. Instead, he's going to say, here are the areas that we need to work on. Here are the areas where you're failing. And we don't want to hear it. So it comes right back to what he said. Let those who have ears to hear listen. Do we want to hear it? Do we want to see it? Do we want the truth? Because strength and power reaches its perfection only in weakness.